First, can you talk about your expectations coming up against an aggressive team that hasn't conceded much this season and that had a lot more on the line for their postseason hopes?
Yeah, I mean, our expectation tonight to go win the game. And we knew that they had to come at us, and what that means is, have to be ready for a big ball over the top and long throw and everything coming in from set piece wise. And so we knew that they had to come. And so from an expectation level, yeah, understand it. You don't know to what level it's going to be and how the game's going to go. But our expectation was, yeah, this is a final, and that's how we treated it. And I think that we left some out on the field tonight.
Hi, Coach. I just wanted to ask, based on, the field conditions tonight with the weather and playing on a grass field, did that impact your play at all tonight?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we played on grass at Navy last week. We played on grass this year. I don't think it impacted us. They make it difficult on you just in terms of how they play and how they put balls back into zones. But I think it's just a pretty typical end of the year game with a lot of competitive and physical play.
Yeah, and then looking at that corner from Lau that helped put you guys up, have you seen a delivery like that from him before?
Well, his deliveries before that hit the front post six guy, so I'm glad that he didn't do that on that one. So in fairness to him, I think his service in the second half of the year has been far better than the first half of the year. But that one, he's probably going to remember that one. I don't know if Bono got a touch on it, but it might have already been in. But we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, no, good service for that.
And then going into the bye week for you guys, how are you guys going to approach that, having the extra game off?
Yeah, we gotta recover a little bit, just in terms of a quick turnaround from Friday and the trip to Navy, and then this was a quick turnaround for everybody, and then now it's nice to be able to know that you're not going for another week, and so can we get our legs under and have some good training leading into next Tuesday. But yeah, it's a good feeling knowing, and I think it can go both ways, right? The hard part is tonight, regardless of what happens, that you're playing next Tuesday, and I think that can be good and bad, but we know going to the game, but I thought we could have played more tonight, and I think that we got away from that. So we can move forward. We had some good minutes by a lot of guys. And now we await what happens now.
Yeah, and then last question for me tonight. A few opportunities for the Crusaders beating their defenders or going one-on-one with Wyke later in the second half. What do you think caused you guys to be put in those situations?
Yeah, big ball. Big ball over the top, which they is part of what they do. And Ethan Gill and Evan Jones up top are a handful, and I think they carried that again tonight. And Wyke had to be called upon and made some big saves, and so I tip my hat to him. He was good in terms of those 1v1s, in the second half particularly, right? So big performance by him, and now can we carry that forward 100%?
I just wanted to say thank you. That's all I had on my end. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you, ladies.
Right.
Have a good
Thank
night.
you.
Thank
You
you. You
too.
too.